Well, another question on many people's minds is, should we be wearing masks when we go out in public? Kerry Goldberg of member station WBUR went looking for answers.
Shan So-Lin and Robert Hecht and their golden retriever, Spud, are out for their usual stroll in downtown Boston. So-Lin is wearing a pink cloth mask, Hecht a black one, and Spud has a jaunty green shamrock print, but isn't in the mood to wear it just now. In past days, the masks sometimes drew funny looks, but now the couple is seeing more passers-by wearing masks as well.
There's a person with a bandana.
Oh, yeah.
Jogging.
Jogging with a bandana. We like it.
Excellent.
So-Lin and Hecht teach at Yale and run the nonprofit Pharos Global Health Advisors. And lately, they've become vocal advocates for wearing masks in public. Not the surgical type. Healthcare staffers need those. But all the other non-medical types. So-Lin says she looked into the research on how often people touch their faces, something health officials are telling people not to do because it can help spread the coronavirus.
The don't touch your face thing, while hugely important, is impossible for people to follow. And that's when I went down a rabbit hole of evidence.
And emerged with the conclusion that masks can be an important barrier against the virus. Hecht agrees.
We talked about what more could be done, and that there was a glaring gap in the response throughout the United States around the use of masks, both to prevent being infected and spreading this very contagious disease.
The Centers for Disease Control currently recommends face mask use outside of healthcare settings only for people who are sick or caring for someone who's sick, not as a general precaution when out in public. It says masks should be saved for caregivers. State-level health officials have been saying much the same, that the public does not need face masks, but healthcare workers do. Here's Massachusetts Health Commissioner Monica Barrell.
The face mask does not protect us, so none of us need to be wearing face masks.
You might notice a logical inconsistency there. If a mask can protect a healthcare worker, why wouldn't it protect someone else? Harvard epidemiologist Mark Lipsitch explains it's a question of priorities.
The public health message came in part because of a concern about shortages and the sense that it's more valuable to protect healthcare workers than to protect low-risk members of the general population.
That makes sense, he says.
We have to increase production of masks, and we do have to make sure that the healthcare system gets them first, or we're going to have no healthcare workers because they'll be sick and they'll be in quarantine.
But that's manufactured masks, like surgical masks and the more elaborate N95 masks. In recent days, the CDC has shifted its guidelines to allow healthcare workers to use improvised masks in some settings, even bandanas. And there's a great wave of volunteers making do-it-yourself masks. Hospitals are posting mask-making how-to videos and accepting donations. So do these masks work? Lipsitch says there's just not very good data about the effects of the general public wearing masks and improvised masks to boot. But there's a leading researcher whose work he respects most.
Hi, this is Ben Cowling. I'm a professor of infectious disease epidemiology at the University of Hong Kong.
From what Cowling reports in a recent paper, it sounds like Hong Kong basically has an unofficial universal mask rule.
In Hong Kong, we have now 99% of people wearing face masks in the community, on the street, in public transport, and often still indoors in offices as well.
And Hong Kong is one of the places that has had some success in beating back COVID-19. Cowling says he thinks widespread masks contributed, but that other measures like widespread testing and physical isolation were more important. Overall, he says, the research on masks for protection against viruses is very limited and the results have been mixed. But he suggests the people at highest risk for COVID-19 complications might want to consider them anyway.
My conclusion of the research is that perhaps there's a small effect, maybe a 5% or 10% reduction in the risk of transmission if people wear face masks, probably not a very large effect.
And many people are not waiting for more research. Masks are multiplying on the streets of many cities in the U.S. and around the world. In the Czech Republic, face masks are now mandatory in all public spaces. Ben Cowling says the masks can fail if they're worn wrong or taken off incorrectly. So no matter how popular face masks get, if it's a choice between going out to a crowded area with a mask on or staying home, he says staying home is definitely safer. For Here and Now, I'm Kerry Goldberg.